Okay, you're going to do the mouth because I haven't done a mouth since 1932.
It's done. It's good. Lily.
On a Sunday afternoon at a studio in the Fairfax district of Los Angeles, three artists have set up shop to draw portraits. In and of itself, not unusual, but these three artists draw together, all three of them working on the same portrait at the same time.
I still want to do the eyes. The eyes need work.
The artists are Pierre Picot, Francesco Siqueiros, and Paul Bob. They've drawn a bit of a crowd, too, for their portrait event. Friends with children, a few single folks, people like Martha Lambert, who seems overjoyed to have her portrait done by three artists for a mere $20.
You know, maybe it's because we all like the idea of the attention or focus being on us. So now you've got three people looking at you, smiling, saying, oh, that's great, that's wonderful. What's not to like?
Okay. Are we ready, boys?
We must be done. Right?
No. Okay.
Now, it doesn't seem logical. Three guys drawing all at the same time. But somehow, these three make it work. As Pierre explains, he's the color man. Paul Bob adds the required elements of confusion. And Francesco is the draftsman.
You know, he's able to just very quickly put the features in place. Yeah. Capture the likeness very fast. I come back in and start blocking in for the color and the peach tones and, you know, little highlights.
Pierre, are you happy?
I'm happy. And then he comes in and messes things up.
Clearly, these artists and the folks sitting for the portraits are having fun. And that, in fact, is the artistic statement the trio is trying to make.
It's just that the art world in general is so boring and so serious and so dressed in black all the time that we're having fun by, you know, talking about price and dressing in colors and denying authorship by working with three hands instead of one.
And portraiture, it's the oldest form of art, and we are doing the authentic art here.
Paul Bob, Pierre Picot, and Francesco Siqueiros. They completed 31 portraits on this Sunday afternoon, and you can see some of them on our website, npr.org.
I would have paid more for that.
She would have paid more for this.
We're ruined.
Oh, my God.